Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you all on this July 27th, 2020. And here we are yet again as we wind down the days here in this July month. Hard to believe that come this weekend, Saturday to be exact, we will turn the page on this month and we'll be looking at August. Time is flying, folks, and what a year it has been. A trying year, without a doubt, as we all are trying to battle, as a society, this pandemic, right? As the coronavirus, COVID-19, has had a profound impact on all of our lives. And I trust that you and your family are safe. And, of course, there is certainly a lot of discussion in the sporting world as to whether or not live sports should continue. And many different organizations, many different leagues, many different sports are meeting and discussing how to resume safely. We all know right now that Major League Baseball has officially gotten underway. You know, we saw that happen last week. And actually, the home opener for the Detroit Tigers is scheduled for later on this evening, downtown Detroit at Comerica Park. And as you, for those who have been tuning into the show, you know, day by day, you guys know how I feel about this whole thing. I still believe that it is incredibly too early. If we can't figure out as a society in our daily world how to come up with effective and efficient testing, and we are still learning about the effects short term and long term of contracting COVID-19, it's highly contagious. I don't know how we can go back to our regularly scheduled sports programming. Now, I know that there are many of you who don't want to hear that. Many of you probably who disagree with me. But that's just the reality in my book. That's just how I feel. It is so unnerving when I turn on the news on a daily and just see what's happening across our nation. When I see those numbers steadily increasing, I just don't understand it. And many of you probably know this by now, but if you don't, the Michigan State football team is now in quarantine for 14 days after a second staff member and one athlete tested positive. So MSU football has paused everything effective immediately upon hearing about the positive test. And there is a certain MSU football player who has spoken out about whether or not the college football season should resume. I'll tell you who that is, and you'll get my thoughts on that story. Also, I'm going to bring to you guys a feature interview done by our very own Sophia Salaby. And she was actually at the Lemonade League game that I was at. It was the premier game, opening game, I should say, for the Lemonade League, which is a really cool league put together by those here in the greater Lansing area, specifically those for the Lansing Lugnuts organization. I want to give a big shout out to General Manager Tyler Parsons. Also, my man Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, who is the play-by-play voice of the Lansing Lugnuts. But to get this league together, using it as a time for, you know, athletes who are in college, trying to make their pro dreams come true, and many other athletes out there who play the game of baseball, you know, it's a great way for them to stay in shape and to stay active, you know, after seeing what's happening right now in the world of sports. Still, though, to try and make this thing 100% foolproof safe is quite the task. But Sophia was at the game alongside me, and she's going to bring to you all a feature that you don't want to miss. And then I'm going to hit you with some discussion centered on the NFL, which has come out and said that players who attend high-risk events and contract coronavirus will face team discipline and also a lack of pay. So how well will that work? So a ton of discussion right now, folks. A lot of discussions happening around sports leagues across our nation in regards to trying to resume safely. Right move or not right now. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you know how you can do so. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com. And again, you can leave us a call there and a voicemail. Voicemail. You can't live call us still. We are not back in Studio S just yet. But you can leave us a voicemail again at that number. Also, I am going to probably read some comments from our Facebook page. Facebook.com/WKAR News. You can comment anywhere there and weigh in that way. You can also tweet us. You can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. But hey, you know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, and we start here. The Michigan State football team, the entire football team, will now quarantine or self-isolate for 14 days after a second staff member and one athlete tested positive for COVID-19. The school made that announcement Friday. I got the email around about 3 p.m. that day, and then it went viral. You know, Bleacher Report picked it up, ESPN. Yeah, pretty big news for a team that seemed to be doing quite all right at first, you know, and really no numbers to worry about. And then you have one outbreak. Again, one bad apple can spoil the entire bunch. That's all it takes when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. So this is what Michigan State said in a prepared statement, quote, as part of the athletic department's return to campus policy, student athletes quarantine when coming into close contact with an individual who tests positive for COVID-19. The university has designated areas available to house individuals in quarantine as needed based upon the living arrangements for student athletes. So there are places actually on campus, and there are actually certain dorm rooms that will be used to not just quarantine student athletes, but students in general who test positive for COVID-19 or who are deemed to be at risk while on campus. So certain dorm rooms have become now quarantine areas. So MSU paused workouts on Wednesday of last week after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. The school will conduct another round of surveillance testing before deciding whether to resume workouts. Now, while all players will isolate or quarantine, only staff members who have tested positive or shown symptoms are required to quarantine during a 14-day period. And no members of Michigan State's athletic department staff have tested positive during the school's first few rounds of testing. But now that's out the window. So again, one bad apple can spoil the entire bunch. So this outbreak has caused everything to go on hold for Mel Tucker and the Michigan State football team. All right, and again, with this happening for the next 2 weeks, outside of something unforeseen, this means the Spartans will miss out on the 2-week summer period where schools can participate in team meetings and also walkthroughs. That seems to be out the window right now. And Jordan Reed, who is the right tackle for the Spartans, he spoke out about football being played this fall courtesy of Twitter, saying, quote, "Guys are testing positive across the country left and right. Why is there still a discussion on a season? Why is it taking so long to make a logical decision? Let me guess. Revenue. Hashtag NCAA. Hashtag Big Ten." Again, that is coming from the Twitter account of Jordan Reed, speaking out about the start of college football. Now, the senior didn't add anything else to his statement. However, fans thought about what might happen if players elect to sit out. That's also a question. So if we assume Reed isn't the only player in the country with questions surrounding student athletes' health and safety, it's safe to say that some may choose not to play. Now, with a conference-only schedule on the horizon and rumors of college football being postponed and or rescheduled to the spring, what are the chances that you all as fans see college football at all? Heck, what are the chances that you see the NFL at all? Now, I know it's a bit of a different conversation when discussing the National Football League and college football because we're talking about paid athletes in comparison to non-paid collegiate amateurs. But what do you think? These are real conversations, folks, and I know that there are a lot of people on both sides. A lot of people who just want to see football, just want to see some kind of sports on their televisions this fall and can care less and believe somehow, some way that the COVID-19 pandemic can be contained, while you have others like me who just don't feel confident at all that you can do this safely. You can do sports safely at this time simply because our nation can't get it right. Those in government can't get it right. How can we expect those in sports to? I don't know. All right, Hunter Rison is back in the state of Michigan. The former Michigan State receiver who comes from pretty big stock, right, in Michigan State lore. His father being the great Andre Rison of Michigan State football's past. His son Hunter, who played just one season with Michigan State, he announced last night that he will play football at D2 Grand Valley State University in Allendale. Rising tweeted out, quote, ready to work, committed. Now, Grand Valley will be the former Ann Arbor Skyline Stars fourth school. And what he described last week to the Detroit News as a journey of, quote, trials and tribulations. Again, Rising, the son of former Michigan State and NFL star Andre Rising. The young pup has been through a lot, and he's bounced around a lot and been involved in some things that he should not have been involved in. But while he was here at Michigan State, he caught 19 passes for 224 yards as a true freshman for Michigan State in 2017. But he transferred after that season to Kansas State. Really didn't understand that other than the standpoint of he wanted more balls thrown his way. He wanted to get his. Now, his father said at the time that his son did not fit in the offense and that he should have been playing more. So that's why I make that statement. Though the younger Rising called it, quote, an honor and a privilege to put on the green and white and be a part of such an amazing season in announcing his departure. So we'll get the E-True Hollywood story, I'm sure, once Hunter is done with college football. But that just puzzled me. I mean, 19 catches, over 200 yards as a true freshman. That's pretty solid production, and that production was only going to go up from there. But yeah, he left Michigan State, and he's had multiple problems, many that have nothing to do with football. So yeah, again, he called them trials and tribulations when he talked to the Detroit News. So we'll see if this is the right spot for him, and he can just flourish on the field and off of it at GBSU. All right. Speaking of former Michigan State players, Brian Lewerke's NFL career has hit a snag. That's before it even really began. The former MSU quarterback was among 9 players that the New England Patriots released yesterday. The Pats are scheduled to have players begin reporting today for COVID-19 testing. Teams are normally allowed to invite 90 players to training camp, but that number needs to be reduced by 80 by August 16th as part of an agreement reached last week by the league and the NFL Players Association. Now, New England didn't want to wait to trim its roster, and they made the move a bit early. 7 of the 9 players released by the Patriots on Sunday signed as undrafted free agents this offseason, including Brian Lewerke and former Louisiana Tech QB Jamar Smith. Now, Lewerke signed with the Patriots after the team lost its franchise player. Tom Brady left for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while former Spartan Brian Hoyer, and Jared Stidham were New England's quarterbacks on the roster. Then the team signed former NFL MVP Cam Newton in July. Hoyer, Stidham, and Newton are the only quarterbacks still on the roster, and we all know who's going to be the starter by the time the season begins, all right? Cam Newton is a man on a mission, and he believes he has a ton to prove. He certainly does. All right. Get ready, folks. Get ready, baseball fans. Get ready, Detroit Tigers fans, for what will be the strangest home opener in Detroit Tigers history. After the coronavirus pandemic shut down baseball for months, the Tigers will finally hold their home opener tonight against the Kansas City Royals, 7 p.m. You can catch that one on Fox Sports Detroit. The game will be played with no fans in an empty stadium, which is really like going to a party with no guests, right? Before the home opener in 2017, the Tigers honored former owner Mike Ilitch, and this year the focus will be on the great Al Kaline, who died on April 6th at the age of 85. When the Tigers take the field, they will be wearing a number 6 patch to honor Mr. Tiger. This game is extra special for one particular Tiger, Michael Fulmer, because he will be making his first start since September 15th of 2018 after undergoing knee surgery in 2018 and elbow surgery, excuse me, in 2019. So, great to see Michael Fulmer back out there on the mound, but it will be very weird. Again, the home opener for the Detroit Tigers, with no fans allowed inside of Comerica Park. Again, that first pitch set for 7 p.m. tonight against the KC Royals. And again, the pandemic is changing things left and right and having a profound effect in the world of sports. And I just don't see how we can have live sports for an extended period of time without having outbreaks of COVID-19. So, when it comes to Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins home opener against the Baltimore Orioles tonight has been postponed as coronavirus cases continue to pop up among the team. 8 more players and 2 coaches with the Marlins have tested positive for the coronavirus, as an outbreak has spread throughout their club and brought the total cases in recent days to at least 14. Now, the Marlins remain in Philly and continue to undergo testing after their weekend series there. Baltimore GM Mike Elias, he confirmed that the game in Miami was postponed. And on Sunday, 4 Marlins players tested positive for coronavirus, including that day's starter, Jose Urena. According to sources familiar with the situation, leading the team to delay its post-game trip home amid concerns about a possible outbreak. So, yeah. Breakouts are happening and athletes are getting the virus. All right, and last and certainly least, the Detroit Lions. Last week, RotoWire's Patrick Daugherty, he began a countdown of the top GMs in the NFL. He omitted the 2 new GMs in the league, Cleveland's Andrew Berry and Washington's Ron Rivera. Daugherty, he ranked Lions GM Bob Quinn number 30, which is, yes, dead last in the National Football League. In the ranking, Daugherty gives Quinn less than flattering remarks about the GM's handle on the position, saying, quote, "How about instead of co-opting someone else's identity, you create your own? This is the Detroit Lions. It's going to take a big thinker to turn things around. Quinn only seems capable of copying someone else's thoughts." And we all know where Bob Quinn was before he joined the Detroit Lions organization. Well, yeah, he was in New England with the Patriots. That's why people call the Detroit Lions organization New England 2.0. So, yeah, and it's not working. In 5 seasons with the Lions, Quinn has a 27-36-1 record at the helm. All right, well, there you have that. Those are your current sports quick hit headliners for this Monday. Again, if you would like to let your voice be heard, and again, I want to ask you all, do you believe that once the NFL season begins, the NBA season begins on the 31st, this week, Friday, do you believe that these leagues can get through a whole season without a major outbreak, without many players contracting COVID-19? How realistic do you believe it is? Do you believe that we will see college football this fall? Or are you agreeing with Jordan Reed, like me, and are saying to yourself, just please stop delaying? Cancel college football. It's impossible to pull this thing off. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can call and leave us a voicemail at. You can also weigh in courtesy of social media. You can hop on Facebook at facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment there. And you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, you'll get my thoughts on the MSU football situation and how this is just one ugly start to the Mel Tucker era. We'll be right back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I really hope you all are staying safe out there. And, you know, for me, myself, I will be quarantining for the next 14 days myself. I feel like I have to. You know, my girlfriend, you know, she was getting cabin fever and wanted to get out and do something this weekend, so... We did our best to stay away from people and participated in outdoor activities, you know, if we were to do anything. And we went kayaking on the Chicago River on Saturday, and it was a great time, great time. We wore our mask the entire time, and for me, it was a victory for me also, because I can't swim and I am incredibly terrified of water. But, you know, when you're in a kayak, if you have good balance and, you're careful, you're going to float, you're going to be fine. So we did it, and you got on a life vest as well. So I felt very accomplished, but we admitted afterwards, because there were so many people there that even with our mask on, and I also had my shades on as well, just didn't feel 100% comfortable. You know, and even, you know, we did stay overnight at a hotel and wore our mask in the hotel, sanitized everything. But still, you know, we saw a lot of people as we were, you know, walking around Chicago. And as we participated in the kayaking, there were a lot of people who still just don't get it and didn't have masks on. And, you know, we just felt uncomfortable driving back, and we told ourselves we need to quarantine. So that's what we're doing. And in hindsight, it probably wasn't the best idea, you know, but I'm feeling good. You know, I don't feel unusual or anything like that. I just don't feel comfortable when looking back. And she, same thing with her. So, you know, especially when you turn on the news on a daily basis, and when I come on here and talk about, you know, our society being selfish and, you know, one moment we're just like, oh, let's just be spontaneous and we'll take precaution. You know, you just never know. This virus is just so, there's so much we don't know about it. You never know. It's so highly contagious. So I'm going to practice what I preach. And again, hindsight is 2020, but I'm seeing very clearly right now. But it's just, you know, we're sitting there in these kayaks, and there's so many people that don't have on a mask and are just acting like business as usual. So many people walking around Chicago without any mask on. It's just like another day. You know, of course, we saw a lot of people who did have their mask on, but there were many who didn't. So these times of uncertainty are bringing a lot of clarity when it pertains to just how we operate as a society in the midst of a crisis. It fascinates me when just evaluating how some people are dealing with this, how some people are taking precautions and how others aren't. And when it pertains to the sporting world, Look, the only reason that these major leagues, that these major sports entertainment entities, the only reason they're coming out and trying to resume some kind of a season, let's be real, let's kick it all the way real right now, is because of moolah, is because of the mighty dollar. These are big corporations that rely on television contracts, endorsement deals. They rely on games being played in order to bring in millions of dollars. And when you talk about these games not being played, well, guess what? There's no revenue. That money becomes lost. So you better believe that, you know, these general managers, these owners, these commissioners, coaches, they want to see these games being played, or at least give it a go. But is it right from a health standpoint? Not at all. We have all never experienced anything like this. And by the time it's all said and done, I believe this is going to be like the big C word, cancer, where we at least know somebody, at least one person, whether it be a family member or a friend or associate, coworker, we're going to at least know somebody who has contracted COVID-19. And we're still having a testing problem in our nation where people are going and getting tests but are waiting like 2 weeks until they get a result. And during those 2 weeks, you don't know how to operate really, other than to self-quarantine. And some who aren't feeling symptoms after getting tested, you know, are still making trips to the store and doing what they want. It's just, if we can't figure it out as a society, if our national and local governments can't figure this out and get everybody on the same page, how can we expect the NBA, the MLB, the NCAA, how can we expect them to get it right? And now we look at what's happening here in East Lansing with Mel Tucker, who hasn't even gotten his feet wet on the job. He is dealing with another hurdle in which the entire MSU football team is now under isolation in quarantine. Pretty wild, right? When you look at the Mel Tucker era. You know, Mel Tucker, it looked as though he wasn't going to take the job at first. Coming from Colorado, that was a pretty crazy fiasco, right? He at first said that, no, I'm not taking that job. Bill Beekman on a plane with his reps as well, you know, trying to get the deal done, and they throw more money at him, and, you know, they gave him, to steal a line from The Godfather, they gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. Plane comes to East Lansing. He's announced as the head coach. He's trying to put together a staff last minute. And then COVID-19 hits. Throws that plan totally off. And, oh, and not to mention, oh yeah, Mark D'Antonio decided to leave the week of signing day. Crazy, right? Pretty wild. So COVID-19 now hits. He's in his first year, trying to recruit virtually, trying to make the best of things, putting out the relentless videos on Twitter, you know, keeping everybody upbeat. All right, finally you open up a little bit now. Now you can have these voluntary team workouts. Pictures of Mel out there with a mask going out in the field. You know, players working out and getting in shape. And then, bam, this happens. Wild. Now him and the Michigan State football team is expected to be off the grid the next 2 weeks as the entire team quarantines and isolates following the positive COVID-19 test of two staff members and a student athlete. And this is a situation in which I know, talking with people, you know, who are a part of this team, they're taking every precaution necessary. Doing everything seemingly right to ensure that the likelihood of an outbreak is so low. But it still happens. It still happens. And instead of entering this phase with some kind of hope, you know, weight training, walkthroughs, and meetings, No. We are reminded yet again just how serious and just how fragile this situation is. On Saturday, another Big Ten football team, Rutgers, actually paused their in-person team workouts after six members of the program tested positive. They, too, are quarantining. It just blows my mind. You know, I wake up, you know, I was talking with Tom Crawford last weekend. And, you know, we were commenting and just talking about how crazy it is right now for all of us. And he, you know, he made the comment that, you know, he wakes up thinking that this is a dream. This is not real. And then reality hits him that, yeah, you're living this right now. It just doesn't. I feel like that, too. I'm sure many of you out there probably feel the same way. It just feels so weird and so different right now. You know? It really does. So, last week we also saw a Michigan State football player by the name of Jordan Reed, who came out and voiced his frustration and summed up, I'm sure, what many student-athletes out there feel like. What many college football student-athletes feel like. Jordan Reed, the senior tackle for MSU football, he tweeted out, quote, "Guys are testing positive across the country left and right. Why is there still a discussion on a season? Why is it taking so long to make a logical decision? Let me guess. Revenue." And he's absolutely right. And in terms of college football players, these guys get paid nothing to do what they do. But yet they bring in a ridiculous amount of revenue for the NCAA, for the conferences that they play in, for the schools that they play for. You know, I brought to your attention a few weeks ago here on Current Sports that every college football game that's missed in the Big Ten, you're talking about missing $2 million per contest. $2 million per game. You better believe those who are in the upper echelons of college sports, they don't want to see that kind of revenue just disappear. They don't care about the health and safety of these student athletes. They want games being played Yeah, we're going to take every precaution necessary, but you better believe we're going to try and get these games played. It's just selfish to me, man. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. But I'm right there with Jordan Reed. It's pretty obvious to me. Pretty obvious, folks. You know, we're setting records on the daily here as a nation. And we're talking about resuming sports? Riddle me that. All right. What I'm going to do right now, before we hit our final break, I do want to bring some positive conversation to you all. With the cancellation of the minor league baseball season this year, Cooley Law School Stadium, the home of the Lanting Lugnuts, has really sat vacant mostly all summer. However, a new series of games kicked off at the stadium on July 23rd of last week to give fans a taste of the baseball they've been missing. Our very own Sophia Salaby, who is our new host of All Things Considered. If you haven't listened, if you haven't been listening to Sophia weekdays at 4 p.m. on WKAR, you are missing out. She is incredibly talented. And our first time meeting, because of COVID-19, our first time meeting was actually at Lemonade League opening night last week. You know, we met with our mask on and everything, and she is awesome and incredibly talented, coming to us from Georgia. She has spent some time in the Midwest, and she's doing an outstanding job. But here is Sophia's report on opening night of the Lemonade League.
With the cancellation of the minor league baseball season this year, Cooley Law School Stadium, the home of the Lansing Lugnuts, has sat mostly vacant all summer. But a new series of games kicked off at the stadium last night to give fans a taste of the baseball they've been missing. It's what the Lugnuts are calling their Lemonade League. Two teams made up of collegiate players are facing off with wooden bats and yellow baseballs.
The shortstop number one, Darren
Davis. You wouldn't realize it by looking at the thousands of empty seats, but it was a sold-out crowd at Cooley Law School Stadium last night.
We've been here in like April and had not too many other people here, and it's always kind of strange. It's even weirder to just look over and see nobody at all, especially when it's a beautiful day. But, you know, obviously we understand why.
That's Matt Meyer. He was one of 100 fans allowed to come in person to opening day of the Summer Lemonade League. Masks were required even for players in the dugout, and everyone had their temperature check coming in. But for most fans there, that was all worth it to be able to catch a baseball game in person this summer. David Lockman was at the game with his son, John. John says his dad has been going back to watch old Lugnuts games online every evening.
So it's definitely been a hole in his heart this summer.
I'm probably grouchier, too.
Needless to say, David was ecstatic when he found out about the league.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. I was delighted. Ask anyone I work with. I was bothering people for weeks.
Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vale worked with the Lugnuts to develop a safety plan. She made it out to the stadium to see how things were going.
You know, when we got sat here, we got told that we are supposed to stay here. And we got told that if we were going to get up, we can go to the bathroom and please put your mask back on.
For Vale, there's a right and wrong way to hold events like this, but it's just not possible to keep everyone cooped up at home all the time.
You know, that's going to be the way that we can get people out and doing things and also stay safe, because people need to get out and socialize and be together to some extent too, you know. So, but we have to do it safe.
And Meyer says it was all those precautions that made him feel comfortable enough to come to the game.
I mean, nothing can be perfectly safe right now, but we're outside, we're distant, you have to wear a mask. Feels like as safe as it can be, and I get to watch baseball.
And the Lugnuts do have a plan to deal with all those empty seats. They're selling waterproof and customizable cutouts of fans that will sit behind home plate. At the end of the night, the Collegiate Lugnuts came out on top over the Collegiate Locos with a score of 10-4. There are 16 more games in the Lugnuts Lemonade League from now until August 20th. For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Sophia, for that report. Very well done, and welcome to the WKAR team. All right, let's hit our final break. When I come back, I'll put a bow on today's current sports by just touching upon the NFL and the NBA trying to resume things, and the NFL deciding to take a few dollars away from it if you attend high-risk events and try to play for our organization. We'll be right back, folks. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And, you know, I do want to touch upon this. As we all know, there are many sports out there that are trying to resume. This week, the NBA, they've already been playing these exhibition games to kind of warm up. But the NBA will officially begin on the 31st of this week. And the NFL is sticking to its regular schedule. You know, rookies reported to training camp last week. And, you know, camps are trying to get, you know, started up very, very soon here. And I know this week, you know, COVID-19 tests will be taking place. And you better believe you're going to see a lot of headlines out there with players testing positive. But, it's really comical to me that the NFL and the NBA, especially the NBA right now, when it comes to this bubble, they believe that some players aren't going to try and get out of the bubble and see family and friends and just stay in the bubble the entire time. Just look at Clippers, LA Clippers guard Lou Williams, who is now in quarantine for 10 days as the NBA placed Williams in 10-day quarantine after he was photographed by the rapper Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow in an Atlanta strip club. Harlow quickly deleted the post from his Instagram story and tweeted out Friday, "This is an old pic of me and Lou. I was just reminiscing because I miss him." I mean, come on, man. In the photograph, Williams is actually holding a drink and wearing an NBA mask given on the Orlando campus. Do we really believe that these players are going to stay inside of this bubble and not do anything that is going to put themselves at risk of contracting the coronavirus and then subsequently passing it on to other athletes, other coaches, other staff members? Are we really that naive? Lou Williams sitting there in a strip club wearing an NBA mask given to him to try and stay safe inside of the bubble. Come on, man. And the NFL is going as far as, and I get it. Look, the NBA, I believe they have something in place like this as well. Those who contract the coronavirus through high-risk activity from away from team facilities can face team discipline and might be at risk of not being paid. That's how it should be done. This thing is too serious. You can't just go disobeying orders and out there in the public and, you know, doing what you want and then putting other people at risk. I mean, come on, man. And per the memo, the NFL defines high-risk conduct as attending, I'll read a few of these, an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people, an indoor bar with more than 15 people other than to pick up food, an indoor house party with more than 15 people, an indoor music concert / entertainment event with more than 15 people, an indoor religious service attended by more than 25% of the venue's capacity. Yeah. Wild times we're living in, folks. I just don't trust these players to stay in a bubble and to obey every single rule. They're going to do what they want to do. And you can't monitor them 24/7. All right, folks, that will do it for this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll see you on Tuesday. Please be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.